Pranic People, Pranic Living free online series. A quick insight to course contents with Jas Maheen. We all know that education removes ignorance, which removes fear. We also know that the Pranic Nourishment, Pranic People reality will become even more widespread, as its global and personal benefits are too great to ignore. And so we offer this free training with its decades of experiential insights into this reality. Why free? That's the question that is now coming in regarding this training series. And the answer is because it is necessary. This is such an amazing gift to our planet, and so we need a complete picture of this research. And being free, it can then reach everyone and not just those who can afford the time or the money to buy books or attend seminars or retreats on this. Our work at the Embassy of Peace is about eliminating all human hungers and coming into the rhythm of health, happiness, and harmony with all. We begin our series then with a brief update regarding where the Pranic People movement is today after decades of intense experiential research by so many. After our 2019 update video, we provide a brief look at what our 26 years of experiential research has discovered, especially regarding what happens in most people's bodies in order to be able to be successfully nourished physically by prana alone. From changes in brainwave patterns to the need to embrace a specific lifestyle to increase chi levels and more. Next, we move on to look at the history of this ancient tradition that is so well known to the Qigong masters in China and also the yogis in India, while we also look at how it came more deeply into the West in the early 1990s. In part two of this series, we begin by looking at people's motivation, the need to honor and address family concerns, to stay healthy, even to the degree of having medical testing along the way and keeping your physical system safe through your transition, as well as who this program is for. Early on in this course, we also begin our Pranic People Pragmatics with our relationship and network upgrading meditation. This is designed to enhance all of our relationships and all our networks so that they flow in a more mutually enhancing and supportive pattern, as it's so wonderful to have support through this journey in a positive way. Then, in part three, we address attaining then maintaining the pranic bigger state, plus the need for self-mastery and discernment. We also begin to provide simple immersion codes, plus testing methods to determine your physical system's current prana percentage. After checking your physical body prana percentage so that this can guide you through a safe conversion, we then begin to increase this percentage via a chi infusion meditation to align our energy bodies back to that pure inner pool of nourishment that we all carry within. This also improves our health, happiness, and harmony levels. In part four, we go into emotional body retraining and re-identification with what feeds us, plus overcoming our emotional body's addiction to physical food, socializing differently, and addressing the problems of missing sleep or having too much creative energy, plus we do some clear intention setting. Part 5 of this series is where the real work begins, as the success of this is all about lifestyle and our personal keynote. So here we do provide a very specific formula that determines how well we are nourished on all levels. For remember, this reality, how we offer it, is about freedom from all human hungers. Throughout our intensive look at our Qi infusion lifestyle in parts 5A, B, C, and D, we also offer an insight on how pranic energy can change our sexual expression and offer additional meditations. Again, these are all designed to infuse our system with different types of Qi, from a quantum essence infusion to Mother Nature and also a more cosmic energy infusion. In Pranic People Part 6, we look at mindsets and recoding the biosystem, overcoming our mental limitations, people's problems with their conversions, getting rid of unrealistic expectations, emotional and social sustainability, the role of the biosystem temple, and the perfect path and pattern for you. Plus, we look at a little more powerful, loving recoding plus more. Part of mind mastery is also using our mind to redirect energy flows within and around us. And so next we offer 2 meditations for powerful quantum recoding for pranic nourishment that also honor our uniqueness. We do this via a deeper immersion into the zones that can feed us on all levels and also free us. By the time we get to part 7A, it is time for a quick recap of what we have covered so far in this series. Plus, we then share a little on my personal interest and background with this wonderful freedom of choice. By this stage online, we have also been offering meditations to support this journey in so many practical ways that you might also want to redo and revisit. After our Part A recap, we move on to Part 7B and C, where we address so many issues, from understanding if we are pre-encoded for this pranic nourishment reality this life, and then we offer a way to test for this. In Part 7, we also address the signs of success, essence dominance, weight stabilization, the human design miracle, and the absorption versus radiation attitude. To complete this section, we offer the wonderful body love meditation and also introduce the powerful pragmatic biosystem complete nourishment recoding. Please note that we have also added into this series a brief video insight on our various light body zones and what each contains, as this data is part of our new Unity Reset program, which provides even simpler methodology regarding pranic living. In Part A, we address compassion for ourselves, our planet, and its resources, the impact that pranic living can have globally on health and our environment, as well as our universal citizenship, the unified realms, and being in unity and harmony within ourselves and with Mother Earth. We also address binge eating post-conversion, unbalanced biosystem pushback reactions, and how our cellular structure feeds itself from pranic flows, magnetic attraction, and more. In part B of this free series, we provide specific heartfelt coding for operating in a way that is for the highest good of all, and also for coming into the perfect harmonic for our existence on Earth. We then go into global warming, brain harmonics, coding for deeper experience of our true nature, plus additional biosystem coding. Finally, in part 9, we offer a series summary of 20 important points to remember in this journey. We also suggest some basic participants protocol when you are working with other people's methodology. Please note, there is so much research still to be done in this field, and simple new methodology will continue to come in as consciousness expands more to accept these new yet ancient systems. Our research will also continue via our annual dark room retreats, and you can find out more about these at the address mentioned. It is important to note that our series offers slow and steady, safe and sustainable and successful long-term methodology. Remember, there is no magic wand. We just need to match frequency deeper into that zone that nourishes us. So we hope you take the time to slowly work through this series. There is no rush. Yes, our presentation is not fancy, but the data here is years of research that we know can transform lives in such a powerful and positive way. This is Jaz Maheen for the Embassy of Peace, offering our free online training series as part of our Embassy of Peace World Hunger, World Health program.